I'd like to welcome you to Errand Runners Podcast, your traveling companion. My name is Christopher Douglas, and I'm going to be your host. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into today's episode. Let's roll. Thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is going to be how to use any social media platform to make money for your business. Yo, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this message. Errand Runners is a pickup and delivery service servicing Union City, Georgia and surrounding cities. Fairburn, Palmetto, Tyrone, South Atlanta, Fayetteville, and Peachtree City, Georgia. You need to act now because I'm only accepting a limited number of dedicated customers looking for a more personalized service. If you have any questions, you can look me up on all social media platforms at Errand Runners. First, we're going to start off by talking about what is social media, how people are using it, and how we want to use it to make money. Okay, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, Twitter, it really doesn't matter. The list goes on and on. All social media platforms are nothing but a blank slate. And since we currently using podcasting, also podcasting is the same thing. These platforms like Anchor and the other ones, they're nothing but blank slates for you to put to add content on. Now, some people, they'll hang out on all of the social media platforms, but some people just like to hang out at certain ones. Like some people, when they wake up, they go straight to Facebook, they go straight to Instagram, they go check their LinkedIn, they go listen to podcasts. So people gravitate to the slate that they like. Like, you know, some people like to go to Facebook. So people choose where they like to hang out at. Like Instagram, they tend to gravitate a lot of younger people. Facebook has both, but it's largely on a middle-aged and older group. And LinkedIn is like for business personnel and so on and so on and so on. Now, you even have social media or these type of platforms. They are templates or just set up for you and designed just for you to sell stuff on, like OfferUp, Craigslist, those type of websites are set up so you can make money with. Now, you can use all these platforms or you can make your own by making your own website and getting a .com, you know, so you can have a way to display your information on the web. Now, when you use these outside social media platforms versus your own .com, if you use an outside social media platform, you're at their mercy. Like, you have to go by their rules. They may say you can't say this over here, or you can get deactivated, or they can throw you out. So you can kind of look at it like they built a building so you can get online and, you know, display your stuff over the internet. But they have rules and regulations that you can violate, and you can get put off. So if you build something on those social media platforms and they throw you out, or they go out of business, or they close it down, if you depend totally on them and they go down, it wipes you out totally. But if you make your own website, you could build it and you could add in all kind of features. You could say what you want. Your limitations are a little bit different, but you paying the cost to have the real estate on the web. Now, what draws people to certain social media websites and their own platforms is the features. Like, what can you do over there? I can put up pictures, I can record audio, I can place ads, I can go live. Think of all the features, you know, that's what draws you to certain social media platforms. You can add links, so you can put another address in there where you can direct them to somewhere else. You know, certain you know, social medias allow you to put links in. You can put your photos, you can put your videos, you know, all kind of stuff like that. And, you know, they have an area down there you could tell people about yourself, put a picture of yourself, you know, give a description of, you could tell about yourself or whatever you're doing or anything like that. Okay, for example, like Facebook, you can make a regular page and you can make additional pages on top of that, like for your groups or for your business or for whatever it is that you're into. Facebook features. They have a place where they have a platform you can sell on. They have a platform you can message on. They have a platform where you can use the phone on. See, they added all these features. That's what make Facebook kind of popular. Just their features alone. Have you ever asked yourself, I wonder why Facebook let us post all our stuff on there for free? You ever notice why do you put your name, your age, where you from, or what else you put on there? This kind of stuff you like when you make a purchase, you can even make purchases on Facebook. And what Facebook does, the reason why they let you park it for free, because everything that you put in there, they're capturing data. Everything, like if you're a male, female, how old you are, where you live at, what area. And that's basically why they'll let you park there for free and hang out on their page, because they're gonna get data. That's how they're gonna make their money off of the data. Well, you say, how do they make money off of the data? Because let's say you have a business person, they're gonna place an ad and they're looking for people that's interested in the stuff that they're looking for. They might be interested in just women. They might be interested in people that made a purchase online in the last 30 days. It might be certain things that they might be interested in. So if I'm a business owner, I can go on the back end, place an ad directed to who I want, to the people I want, to everything, because Facebook had collected the data. So when I place an ad, I can actually direct my ad straightly to the people, straight direct to the people that want, to the people I specifically want to receive my information. So that's how they make money. They're gonna sell ads. They got all the data so they can target your ad almost to the T. That's how they make a lot of money. And if you're a business owner or you're trying to make money, what Facebook could do is you place an ad, they're gonna basically share this information with you for a fee. Now you have a large number of people that's just using Facebook to be social, make phone calls so their friends can see them, ooh, look at me type stuff. Spreading gossip, hate, whatever they're into, that's what they're using the platform for. Some people get on it, ooh, look at me, look at my hair, ooh, look at the car I just bought, oh, look at my house, ooh, just look at me. Some people are using it just like that. You kind of want to use it like that, but you just don't want nobody looking at you. When you're trying to make money, you're trying to get their attention for a different reason. You're going to offer them something. That's how you're going to make your money. You're going to offer them a service or you're going to offer them a product. Now, when you're doing this, you don't just want to be on there just pushing your product, and you want to offer some kind of entertainment to draw them to your real estate, to your platform, to look at the stuff that you're doing. Now, if you get good at it, that's when other businesses and people are going to be interested in you, because you have the eyes on you. You have the followers. You have people that subscribe, and so they're looking at the numbers that you have. That's the value. A lot of people always look at money as the most valuable thing, but people are more valuable than money. So you got to remember that the businesses and companies, they are going to be interested in you if you have the ability to get people eyes on you, or get people interested in coming to your channel. Then that's when people get interested in what you're doing, because they're looking at the people. So you want to be the same way as a business owner. People that have the ability to draw a lot of people or have a lot of people on their channel, they label them as an influencer. So even, as you're building your own little page and your own, program, you still want to be interested in the influencers, especially if they're doing something along the lines of the product or service that you sell. So you want to be interested as well into people that has a lot of followers and subscriptions. Why would I want to be interested in somebody that has a lot of numbers of followers and subscriptions? Because you're going to do just like the sponsors and the people that's placing ads on these videos and stuff. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to offer them some money or something of value that you can exchange to have your information put on their page, because they have the eyes, the people following, and stuff like that. They have the ability to draw people. So you want to put something in front of their people, your services or your product. So, a wise thing, like when you building up your people and you put in all the work and you figured out the way to get people interested in your stuff and keeping their eyes on you, you want to keep in mind that I'm gonna have to offer a product or service where I can get paid off of the people. And that's pretty much what you call marketing. I'm gonna market something to them. You want to be clever when you do it, because you don't want to do it and turn people off like you're selling to them. So you want to be smooth with it. And that's where each individual have to be creative on their own, because you got to figure out a way that I can keep their attention without drawing them away. Also, you want to have them interested enough and get them to where they want to support you and want to see you continue going. So that's where the creative part comes in it. Now, if you have a product or a service, you want to think about who does my product and service that I'm trying to target. And you want to go to where they hang out at. That depends on what social media you know those type of people hang out at. So that's where you want to go to offer your products and services. Okay, let's talk about YouTube. Now YouTube, their features is that they use Facebook video and they use a live platform. And then they'll tell you, yeah, you let us place our ads in there. We place our ads in there and we'll pay you so much, so many thousand or so many people that listen or so many hours or whatever. And how you going to use the platform for the maximum use? You can add in that source of income, the ads and sponsors. You can sell your own product on there, your own services. You put links in there to, like, where you can make money off of products like t-shirts or affiliate links. You put links in there and you're trying to keep people interested enough to want to support you to click these links or, you know, stay there long enough to listen at your videos. So that's where all the creative part come in. Okay, let's think about podcasting. Podcast, their feature is that is basically all audio. So everything that people, they can't see, they don't have no video, but the platform is a blank platform that you can put audio on, trying to convince people or to tell a story or to get people interested enough. And you might not want them to do nothing but listen to your stories. You know, but if you was making stories and it was that good, you should think about writing a book. See, and that'll be the product that you'll offer them, you know, offer your storytelling. Or you could give them a link to some books that you'll get money for everyone that you sell for supporting those people's products. So, you know, that's like an affiliate link. So, like, let's say you write books about a certain topic. You might want to offer your listen to these books. I leave a link or listen to this, which would be an affiliate link that along the lines of the same type of books that you may, or stories you may tell, or the books you may offer. So that'll be two streams of income off of one podcast. So not only that, you could say, okay, I can use the podcast to draw the people. What kind of people that's going to hang out on podcasts and listen to podcasts? Most likely somebody driving, exercising, people that really don't have time to look at the video, but they can listen along, or they may not be able to look at it. So, you know, that's the only thing about the podcasting is basically their feature is audio. So, you know, just because you put a podcast or a video up doesn't mean you're going to make any money, because first of all, you don't have anything to sell them, or you're waiting for the platform to give you something to make money, like an ad or sponsorship. You got to remember, when you're making podcasts, videos, and you're trying to make money, you got to think of yourself as a business owner. You know, business owner conducts, how do I do business to create income? That's, you know, what kind of service do I, you know, what do I do to make me some money? So that's what a business, that's how a business owner thinks. So, like, you know, like, I'm podcasting, I'm giving this information on how to use any social media platform to make money. I'm using that content to draw people to listen, like yourself as, but somewhere in there, I'm going to plug, yo, check out Aaron Runners. You know, I'm going to pick up and delivery service. You know, I'm going to add that in there because that's my business. I'm trying to create money off of that business. But I'm using the content that I'm giving for free to draw people to listen that might possibly want to use my service. And Facebook, that's why they're so popular, because they have so many features. So when I go to Facebook, I got a place where I can make my personal page, and then I can put a page back there, yo, Aaron Runners, and I can put all information that aligns with the Aaron Runners. I could be telling people how they do. I could tell people about special offers I got. I can give people information and content just to keep them drawing over and listening, keep them checking on my page. So I have to be strategic and think and plan out, how do I keep people interested in my product or my service to make them want to offer money? And see, communicating on these platforms and stuff like that, it gets persons or potential customers to understand your character, to get an idea of what you like, to kind of let them know if they would even want to do any kind of business with you or to give you any money. And some people have gotten really smart with how to use it, because I've seen, like, on Facebook, a lot of times people do crazy stuff, and they would, you know, like, I'll put a firecracker in my mouth and blow it up, and if somebody gives me some money on Cash App. Or I've seen people, I listen to your music, and you pay for me to put it up here to listen to it. Because see, they have the people to listen to your music. They built the platform so people with music or podcasts or services want to come to them, and they'd be even willing to pay to get their music in front of the platform that you built with so many people. They'll be willing to pay. Seeing people come up with some ideas, they got people willing to pay because they had the eyes on them. Some of the stuff I can say that I would think is very ridiculous, but you know, have to give them props because they actually turning whatever they're doing into money. And the great thing about these platforms, you know, you could use links. You could use links, which you could automate it. Like you can put some content up that can pay you without you doing anything else, because you could put a link in there where they can go check out their product. You put it in, and then when they check out the product, there's a link in there to their payment. You know, how they're going to pay you and everything. So your work could be just done one time, and then after that, it can be automated. That is one of the smartest ways to make money online now. Make a song, automate it for sales. Write an ebook, automate it for sales. Do a course, automate it for sales. See, now, like, even if you notice on my podcast here, I can use that for example. The two ways, one of the two ways that I'm trying to immediately... I got a few ways in it that I'm trying to make money. I could physically do a pickup and delivery service for you. If you hear me, I'm talking about that. I'm asking people for donations. If they like this content, which is some very good content, please leave a donation. And I'm asking you to either subscribe, follow, or like my pages, which is going to put the eyes. It's going to show people that, you know, putting eyes on my content. I got eyes on my content, so they will want to invest into what I'm doing. So any way you can support that way is very helpful. Another way that I'm planning on, you know, making money off of my podcast is I'm going to offer some kind of product. I just haven't designed it yet. I have plenty of ways because I make t-shirts, cups. I do all that myself. So I can offer a product. I just got to make sure I put it up there. You know, I just haven't had time yet, but that's how I'm planning on growing. I'm going to offer different things within my podcast that could generate me some money. And yeah, everybody won't buy your products or your services, which is cool, but you'll have some people that really appreciate what you're offering, and they'll be willing to either support or buy into your products or services. We're going to take a break and pay some bills. Stay tuned, and I'll be back. If you're enjoying the show so far and you would like to support, you can do that a number of ways. You can either like, follow, share, or subscribe on any of my social media platforms, or you can leave a monetary tip or donation on my Cash App at Make My Bread. It's in my description box. This is a new segment that we're adding to the show called Daddy Daughter. Y'all check it out. I hope you enjoy. I'm the daddy.
And I'm the daughter.
Daddy.
Daughter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Good.
You had enough rest?
Yes.
What time did you go to sleep?
3 p.m.
3 p.m.? You mean 3 a.m.
Oh.
3 a.m. is in the morning, p.m. is in the evening.
Oh. I dreamed about to let you find my Pinkie Pie toy.
Oh, that's all you're worrying about. Don't worry, I'm going to look for the Pinkie Pie toy for you, okay?
Okay. I always play games every time I go to sleep, like this. If I don't act cute, then I put the covers around my body. If I do act cute, then God put the covers softly on me.
Oh, I understand.
I play on the couch right here too.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is you're saying if you lay on a pillow, if you're cute. I mean, I don't really understand the concept of what you're talking about.
Figure it out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're
welcome. I love you.
Love you too.
Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for staying with me. Okay, another way that I'm planning on monetizing and making money with my podcast, eventually I'm going to share it over there on my Facebook page, my Aaron Runners page, and I'm going to place an ad. And you know, my game plan is going to be to target my ad to the people in the area that my services, the services that I'm offering. So I'm going to target in Facebook. You can do that because you can put down a zip code or you can put the circles around the exact area on a map on exactly where you want your ads to be placed. See, I do this every so often, like, you know, every month or every couple of months. Because my goal is, I'm not sure if I'm going to make any, you know, money off of my ad, but it's letting people in my community know that the service is available. And why would I place an ad? The reason why I think an ad is the most cost-effective way to let people notice is because if I got in my car and drove to every house in one of these cities or everybody that I was trying to target, it would cost me more than $20 or $30. So to me, it's more cost effective for me to place an ad and spend $20 to get a lot of people to look at me or to know about me than me to actually get in my car and drive around and do it. You know, by me getting in my car doing it, I have the expense of my gas, the wear and tear of my vehicle, and my time. And I can just spend $20 or $30 and Facebook will push it out for me. And the Facebook way is going to be probably a whole lot better way because I can target exactly the people that I think will use my services or my service will, you know, be good for. And I can let Facebook's computer do the work of seeking out the people. Well, you know, who would be the people that would be interested in my pickup and delivery service? A lot of people, but particularly like people that use DoorDash, Uber Eats, Instacart. So I'm going to put those as tag words on the backside of my ad so my ad will know how to address what certain people. You know, in the ad, I'm also going to put in a keyword, pickup and delivery. I'm going to target my ads. And also, Facebook, in the backside, when you're filling out this information, they're going to give you suggestions on what words to put in there also. They're going to try to help you through your ads, putting together your ad. See, I look at it on the long term because I know people, if people see my name and they see me everywhere, it's going to start getting embedded in people's minds. So that's why you want to, like, on all your social media platforms, you want to stay consistent with your name, your logos, and stuff like that. It's the very reason why I call it the Aaron Runners Podcast, you know, because I'm trying to keep the Aaron Runner name in front of my audience. So, you know, people could be familiar with it. As soon as they see Aaron Runners, they're going to be like, yo, that's the guy that do the pickup delivery. Let me check out his podcast. That's why I try to keep everything consistent. When you're making your pages and your profiles on your social media and you're trying to make some money, stay consistent in the system that you're trying to set up to make your money, like with the names and stuff, like the email addresses and all that kind of stuff. You get onto those social media platforms, you do videos and audio recording and take pictures, telling them about your service. You can show them how your service works. You can show them customers that liked your service. You can tell about a job you're about to go on. You can tell about different things going on. You can tell about sales that you have going on and stuff like that. But try not to be so much on it that they would get turned off of you trying to sell to them. Keep doing it. You're going to get better and better. And you're going to start, you know, you'll learn things because you'll start looking at videos on how to do it and all that. You just got to be intentional that I'm getting online to make money. When I get on there speaking in the morning, hey, how y'all doing today? Yo, I'm open if anybody need any delivery services. You say stuff like that to kind of let them know that you in the game. You know, being consistent. So, like, let's say nobody won't need my services today. But if I'm always consistent and they do need some pickup delivery service, the first thing they're going to think about is Aaron Runners. Because everywhere they turn, Aaron Runners, pickup and delivery service, Aaron Runners, I can help you. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how you want to be about your product and service. Let's say I was selling toilet paper. You know, if I keep toilet paper, yo, I sell toilet paper. Yo, we got toilet paper. Yo, we can deliver toilet paper to you, toilet paper. They may not need no toilet paper right then, but I guarantee you when they run out of toilet paper, and if I put enough ads, videos, things about toilet paper, as soon as they need a roll of toilet paper, the first thing I'm going to think about is the person that's been keeping toilet paper in their face. Keep doing it. You'll find, you know, what's effectively working for you. Because you might come up with something totally new. So you want to be unique about it because you might come up with something totally new that'll work. So remember, look at all the features that the platform that you're going to use. Or you can use all of them simultaneously because you're trying to get in front of a lot of people. Just look at the features and how can you use them to your advantage. You know, be unique and creative and come up with your own. You know, You could come up with anything. Educate them on your product and services. You can show them how it works. You know, anything. You can make a song and sing about your product to get them to buy. Just anything unique. Like I said before, any digital product that you can make is your best, easiest way, because you do the work one time and you can automate it and make it pay you over and over after you do the work. It just work automatically. It's like a digital file, like an ebook, a song, or something, you know, some text you can download. Once it's up there, all they have to do is download it. So you just have to put a wedge in between them downloading and receiving the pay. In which the world we live in today is a lot easier now, because they have many ways you can accept your payment. You have PayPal, Cash App, you have Zelle, you could do Walmart to Walmart. You have a whole lot of ways that you can accept your payment. So you want to make sure that your payment, the way you accept your payment, that a lot of people use that method, or a large majority, or you can have more than one way to accept the payment. So if people don't use that system, they may possibly use this system, PayPal and stuff like that. Like, for example, I've sold t-shirts to people in different states. How did I do it? I take a picture. You know, they may even ask for a t-shirt, but I take a picture, show them what I could do, and they'll let you know if they want one, and what they'll do, they'll pay you, and then you put together the t-shirt and ship it off to them. If I have money just from looking at people they'll put on social media, I need this, so I'm looking for that. And if I could do it, I would, you know, give them the information, send them a message. You can accept the payment right there in Messenger. I have done where, let's say, I didn't even offer the service. I knew somebody else could do it. I had linked them to the post, and I've seen some friends that I've helped make money that way. So it never hurts to let everybody know what you're doing and what you're involved with. That's how you're going to make money. The social media platform is just one way to get it out to the people, because a lot of people are hanging out online now. And you don't want to totally depend on all social media platforms, because, you know, you want to also do some of the traditional ways. Like everybody that's in front of you when you go on your job, or just like, you know, I do deliveries. So what I do, sometimes I get deliveries from Grubhub, DoorDash, and stuff like that. But you always be prepared with business cards for errand runners. And you know, I wear apparel that says errand runners. So when I go in front of these people, I'm giving them literature hand to hand, because I'm standing in front of a customer. So like when you go to work and you're standing next to your coworker, you always have some kind of material, like a business card or something, or you always be telling them, yo, this is what I do. This is what I do. If you need anything, you need any services, or you need this product, you know, I have it available. You have to always let people know what you're doing. That's how you can keep it going, you know. And see what I do, you know, I'm on, you know, a lot of social media platforms. Errand runners, everywhere they look is errand runners. You know, I'm placing ads to stay in their face, errand runners. I'm doing a podcast, errand runners. When I be out in the public, I wear apparel that says errand runners. I have magnets on my car that say errand runners. And see, what I'm doing in the long term, I'm embedding the errand runners pick up delivery service in their head. So in the long run, it'll work in the long run. You know, you just want to be creative and come up with a lot of different ways. So now I'm parked on the internet 24/7, and my car parked out in the parking lot has the signs on it that people could look at 24/7. So you have to be smart and strategic about what you're doing and be serious. Now, so basically what you want to do is look at any social media platform. You can use multiple ones. Look at the features, what they offer, how you can use those tools to put your information, your photos, your videos, your audio, any features that they have, how you can utilize it to direct people to spend money with you. Now, you can use the platforms to create content, any kind of content that's going to keep them interested. The more that you keep the content closer to the niche that you're doing, or whatever services, like if you knit, you tell them about knitting stuff. Like if you bake, you tell them about how you bake cakes, and keep stuff up there about cakes and breads and stuff like that. That'll let them know that you're knowledgeable in the field that you're trying to, you know, get cash out of. Or you spread information and knowledge about that type of stuff. So actually you won't have to really know everything about them things, because you're going to learn along the way. And you're going to get information through social media, reading publications, watching videos. So this is ways that you can create content. And you can also share that same kind of stuff on your pages and stuff like that. That way you won't have to come up with all the content. You could just respond and comment to their stuff and post it. So I'm just trying to give you strategic ways that you could use it to your benefit to help you create some cash in the end of it, at the end of the whole run. Like I said before, you can do this on social media platforms, but when you do that, it solely depends on social media platforms. If you get a group of people, you want to direct them to your own platform, which will be your website, because that way you won't lose the people if they decide to deactivate you, kick you off, don't like what you're saying, put you in Facebook jail and all that kind of stuff. On your own website, it'll help you from preventing to go through that kind of despair. You know, like I said, you're really smart if you can create cash. Like, you know, some people could just get on there and ask for it. Or some people could just get up there and tell a story and people will donate. So you just want to be clever and wise and think about what you're doing and plan and be strategic. So remember, social media is not evil or bad. It could be evil or good. It just depends on the person and what kind of content you're putting on that blank slate. That's what gives it a purpose or meaning of what a post is or what a page is or, you know, what your profile is about. It depends on the person. Like if you're about money, you use the platform to make you some money. If you're good, you use the platform to sow good stuff in people's lives. If you're evil, that's the way you're going to use it. And yes, it'd be a lot of scams on there. But see, scams only going to work one time. Like if you're on there you do a scam, you might make money one time. But then, you know, one thing about social media, the word is spread fast on there. But so if you have a product or service, if you make sure the product or service is good and people enjoy using your product or services, you're going to be in it for the long run, because they're most likely they're going to come back. They're going to spread the word on the social media. They're going to tell their friends about it. See, so you got to be conscious in what you're giving out and what you're offering. If you offer the best premium services, you be a man and have integrity and character and stuff like that, you'll be in the game for a long time. And you got to also never feel like you're, or what you're offering, your product and service, that nobody wants, because you could do it with anything. You could sell anything. You could do magic. You could sing. You could sell products. You could give a service. You can clean up. You can sweep floors. You can paint walls. Whatever you want to do, you put it on the thing, because you could do it with anything. That's one thing about it. It's effective. You could do it with anything. The smarter people, they can use text, audio, or just video to turn their money. That's the smartest ways, because you can automate it. And once you do the work one time, it'll pay you over and over again. Be conscious of your structure. Because if you say, like, if you time stamp it, like, today is Christmas, that means that post is going to have a date stamp. So what I try to do is never put dates in my post, because then that way they can always use and they always seem fresh. It won't be seem like, oh, I put that up 5 years ago. You know, just give good content and try to stay away from the dates and stuff like that. As you go along, you'll learn different ways that's effective for you. And don't be scared to try and be creative, because like I said, you could be the next one that creates a system that's effective that a lot of people use after you. So remember, you can use any platform to do this. You can use them all to do this. Be conscious of what you're posting. Be intentional. If you know you're trying to make some money, you have to make sure you indicate that somewhere in there, but don't be overbearing with it, and have fun and be creative. Y'all, I'm out of here. Chris Douglas, Aaron Runners. Thanks for listening to the Aaron Runners podcast. I hope you found my content that I created interesting, educated, as well as entertaining. Hey, if you enjoyed the Aaron Runners podcast and would like to support, you can do that different ways. You can like, follow, share, subscribe, as well as leave tips and donations to my Cash App at Make My Bread. It's in the description bar. Thanks again. Safe travels from Aaron Runners.